It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Got a fun little question out there if you want to jump in on that. What, if any, sport in the Olympics do you think you could compete in if you were given 5 years to train? We've already got some comments on that. We'll get to that here after this next thing. But I do want to remind you that Sal Capaccio takes you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on the WGR's Facebook page. Driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Now, we'll go back to yesterday as Bills special teams coordinator Matthew Smiley met with the media before practice.
Morning, guys. Excited to be here. Any questions you got? Let's get her going.
How have you attacked the new rules? Like, wait, go back to when you knew what was happening back at the owners' meetings in March, through offseason, through now. Like, what's that planning been like to attack it?
I think that's an interesting choice of a word, attack. There's so much humility that's got to be baked into this deal because no one's ever done it. So I know it's similar to the XFL, but even some of the rule changes that are different between what we're getting ready to do and what the XFL did makes for new wrinkles too. So even watching that film, while helpful, it's not going to be exactly the same. So a bunch of research, a bunch of brainstorming. The spring was very helpful working through some things and incorporating the guys in the room. The players are probably underestimated a lot of times for how much football they know, how smart they are, how creative they are. So we had times during the spring when we said, hey, what do you guys see in here? What do you think? So experimenting in the spring and really trying to learn and see where the issues are and see how we can capitalize both ways.
Matthew, as a coach, and look, how much does this reinvigorate you? Because you've got to learn something all over again and you get to teach it. As a coach, how much fun, as much anxiety induced do you
have? Yeah.
From a coaching standpoint,
yeah.
You know what I'm getting at.
Sure. I definitely know what you're getting at. And from my side of the table, it is more anxiety than it is excitement, just because there is no test track. So it can't be, well, hey, when I was back at Eastern Illinois in 2009, we did this thing that I think kind of worked. There's just nobody's ever done anything like it. So special teams coaches, just by nature, are always thinking of worst case scenario, and the guys give me a hard time, like, hey, be ready for this thing. Like, coach, that hasn't happened in 3 years. Well, now we're in uncharted territory, so going through your Rolodex, okay, if this, then that right now doesn't even exist other than what you learned in practice.
For your nine guys on the return line,
yes,
what's going to be their cue since the ball's going to be behind?
Yep, great question. It will vary. So there'll be some guys that will need to track it, and they'll use the returner or the ball hitting the ground to start the play. There'll also be guys that are locked in on the kickoff coverage to start the play. Because the area is so close, you can lose track of guys quicker. So with the way kick return used to be, you're getting a bunch of depth, you can let it sort out in front of you. That's no longer the case, so you do have to be, whether you use it as the way to start or not, you have to be super aware of, who is my man, what does my man do right at the start of the play.
Yeah, when you're
I know you're trying out different guys as the kickoff returner, but what do you think are going to be the skills compared to what the old returners used to do?
Sure.
Is it going to be a different skill set you're going to need now?
As a kind of a general thought, I think there's a good chance that kick returners are going to look more like punt returners. So maybe a punt returner in the past that was a punt returner only, who was either not comfortable on kick return or not as good on kick return, I think those type of players have more of a chance of being successful with the new rules on kick return.
What do you think? What makes them have a better chance of this?
Yep, it's less high-speed collisions. It's more potentially lateral movement and finding a hole. It potentially looks more like a offense-defensive play or even like a punt return as opposed to kick return, setting a course, staying on that course, maybe one move and hit it. There's potentially more wrinkles and with less space with the new rule.
The NFL has a history of tweaking and tweaking rules. This is about as substantial as it gets. Did you ever have, I don't know, with other special teams coaches around the league, maybe off season, talk to people about what they're thinking before you really dig into it?
Yes and no. Guys around the league that I'm close to, we would talk probably in generalities because it is so new. You don't want to, if you think you figured something out, you don't, especially if you're playing that guy. There was a lot of collaboration getting to the point of where the rule is now with all 32 special teams coordinators. But as far as, hey, what are you seeing? What's your plan? What are you going to do? As you can imagine, there's a lot less of that.
What did you like about Browning State on college and how to be
fun the other day? One of the coolest things about Jack is his mechanics when he catches the ball. So his get-off time is naturally very fast. So that was true in college. That was true when he punted 2 days ago. Very consistent mechanics when it comes to catching and setting his mold. And his leg strength is there, obviously. But when it comes to tweaking get-off time, sometimes that's super hard, especially with a young guy. So the fact that he already has that, that's a big help.
Did he hold in college?
He was the place kicker. He used to hold when he wasn't, and then he was their backup holder, so in practices he continued to hold even when he was the kicker.
What have you seen? That's obviously a key part if he's going to win that job. What have you seen there?
Real good. He's got good hands. It's a matter of, once you're working with a new kicker, finding out what's that kicker like, what kind of lean does that kicker like. So there is a learning curve, but he's got great hands and he has game experience as a holder.
What have you seen from Tyler? He had perhaps
I think both from a technique standpoint and also just from a sports psychology developing as a man, and this is true for all of us, whether we want to admit it, you end up learning more in adversity. When things are going good, hey, great, let's just keep doing the same thing, and that's not always going to yield good results. So having gone through that adversity last year, I was able to watch him during the off season when we interacted, during the springtime when we interacted, and coming into camp now, both his mindset and his technique, I believe he's made improvements, because there's nobody on the planet that wants Tyler Bass to make every kick more than Tyler Bass. So he's locked in and excited about showing that.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think, again, you don't wish it on anybody to go through the adversity, but the adversity he had to go through at the end of the season and just realizing, okay, who are the people that are for me because they're for me, whether a kick goes in or not, and who are the people that I have to realize see me as a you know, an entertainment on the field, and I got to potentially block out that noise and really dial into what am I trying to do and who are the people that are helping me do that.
Coach, who do you see as your main punt returners vying for a competition?
There's a lot of good catchers back there. Day-Day had a good game a good practice a couple days ago. KJ's doing a good job. Khalil is catching every once in a while, and a lot of that'll depend on his role on the offense. But there's other young guys, new guys that are getting work after practice, and Andy Isabella has caught it in the spring, and even just 2 days ago, our first live leg, as good as I've seen it, him catch it since he's been here. So a lot of good choices catching punts back there.
Matt, your point about what you're talking about with other special teams coordinators, because of how new this rule is there an unprecedented level of
I wouldn't call it unprecedented. That's always kind of the nature of it. So I wouldn't call it unprecedented. It's just everybody has way more questions than you would during a normal off season. So finding out who you can talk to and get a little information, potentially college coaches that have been in the league, guys that are maybe out of a job that you can bounce things off of. So I wouldn't call it unprecedented. It's just more obvious because of the new rules.
Is it more difficult to answer those questions then because of the situation?
No. I think you're always a little bit guarded. So you're just trying to figure out, you know, how can we share enough information that it's kind of confirming some things that we both already knew, as opposed to trying to break new ground if you are having one of those discussions.
How much do you think there's going to be that cat and mouse game in the preseason? You don't want to. How much do you want to show in preseason?
Great question. Because traditionally in the preseason, you really don't show anything. That's true offense, defense, and special teams. So there's a good chance that the preseason will look different than the regular season when it comes to the new kickoff rule. Because even if you look at last year with the fair catch, well, in the preseason, you're not going to fair catch a ton because you want to see guys return. And on the other side, you want to see guys make tackles. So in the preseason, you're willing to be probably more open to letting balls get returned and wanting returnable balls, and that may not be the case in the regular season.
Do you think you're going to use that? The special teams coordinators are going to use the preseason for more experimentation.
Potentially more experimentation, but you also got to be careful what you're showing. So everybody's going to be on pins and needles watching those first preseason games because maybe there's a team that's doing something that like, holy cow, okay, yeah, we got to start messing around with that. And it may just be confirming, okay, we thought that was going to look like that too. But even though preseason will be different from regular season, everybody's going to be glued to their TV watching, okay, what are guys doing? What's it look like?
A while back, a couple months ago, there's a lot made about kickers possibly being involved as tacklers. So how do you do that? Like, do you think there's too much made of it? Is that something you're concerned about?
I think that is something that exists with the new rule, probably mostly because there's a great chance to get to the second level by returners. But the stats that were used were from that XFL film, and the one big difference in the XFL, it was 10-on-10 and all singles. So you immediately go down to it now being returner versus kicker. So as a kickoff team with this new rule, you either are using a cover guy to kick, and that's pluses and minuses, or you're figuring out how to protect your kicker. No one is going into it saying, I think T. Bass is going to be our leading tackler. That's bad business right there. So you got to do you'll have to figure out one or the other depending on who's kicking the ball for you.
Because it's such a short kick, would you consider using somebody else who could be a tackler?
You could, and it's only a short kick because you're trying to get it just past the 20.
Right.
But you may not necessarily just want to kick it to the 20 because you still they still have to run farther if they catch it at the 1. And then depending on how good your that cover guy is, that positional player that's kicking, he may have less choices with what he can do with the ball. So you're potentially sacrificing that where you'd gain that from your kicker. This is my philosophy. I think it's always important to get their insight. Number one, phenomenal knowledge in the room. But number two, it encourages buy-in. So now, you know, we're doing something that they kind of collaborated with and they were in the process of learning it as we were learning it. And it forces all those guys to learn the rules quicker. Okay, if coach is asking me what my ideas are here, I have to know what are the alignment rules? What can I, you know, what can I take advantage of? So I think that that was a big part of what we did in the spring. And it also encouraged, and this was one of the biggest lessons I learned last year, it doesn't matter how different, for us, the roster is different this year. And so it's easy to say, okay, new year, new kickoff rule. It feels more like starting from scratch a little bit. It should be like that every year. So even if you have a lot of the same guys coming back, new year, new start. How are guys fitting in? How are they working together? How are we communicating and collaborating? But every year, no matter what your roster looks like, you're starting over in some aspects.
Do you believe there's some excitement with these players learning something new? I mean, some of these special teamers have been special teamers for a long time. Some of them are rookies. But do you feel like they're a little bit reinvigorated to try something new and be able to maybe have a
Yes, they also have the same nerves of what's it going to look like? How's it going to turn out? What's going to be their part of it? So I think a lot of that'll come once we start getting in games and really seeing what other teams are doing, what kind of balls that you're able to return. So I think that'll come with it, with us as coaches and players, and same with the fans as they start to watch it and learn it. And, okay, holy cow, this is – I'm not going up and refilling my popcorn. I got to see what happens on this play.
Going off of that, how much have you been able to enjoy it from a problem-solving standpoint?
I remind myself that, hey, I'm a problem solver. I like solving problems. And then I go back to thinking, oh, no, what if this, what if that? So enjoy just my personality in general is probably not my wheelhouse. But it is a challenge, and it will be weekly, because even it we were able to really, you'd kind of get a pattern of a certain team, a certain coordinator, a certain head coach. Well, we may be going through this year where you say, okay, we're ready to play this opponent. They've done this the last 3 weeks. In the old days, you say, okay, good, I know what to prep for. You don't know that they're not going to come out against you and it look completely different. So that type of problem solving will be in the forefront throughout the entirety of the season.
That was Buffalo Bills special teams coordinator Matthew Smiley. That was from yesterday before practice. We just want to get it to you in case you did not hear it over the weekend. We're going to take a quick timeout. We've got some fun responses on the, I guess, question of the day, which is, if any sport in the Olympics do you think you could do with 5 years of training? We'll get some of those responses after a quick timeout. If you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Mint here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show right here on WGR.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.